From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. President Joko Widodo calls the health reforms planned. Vice President seeks world's largest halal producers tag for Indonesia. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo revealed the plan to reform the health sector at the 70th anniversary of the Indonesian Doctors Association (ED) virtually on Saturday at the Bogor Presidential Palace. The president said, "This is one of the outcomes from the COVID-19 pandemic. The step starts from prevention efforts to strengthening the capacity of human resources, developing hospitals, as well as the medicine and medical device industry in Indonesia.
Rapid diagnostic tests,
ventilator, emergency ventilators, mobile biosafety labs equipped with PCRs, PCR, use of an artificial intelligence for the diagnosis of COVID-19, and the COVID track application to help doctors monitor patient mobility, and we are accelerating clinical trials and mass production of Indonesian vaccine." Furthermore, President Joko Widodo also said that the COVID-19 pandemic was also a momentum for strengthening health resilience and the capacity of national health services. According to him, an extraordinary effort is needed to deal with various problems related to public health, ranging from communicable disease, non-communicable disease, and prioritizing reducing stunting in the country. In addition, the opportunity for the younger generation to become doctors, especially specialist doctors, to improve the quality of health in all parts of the country must also be pursued.
Karena itu, saya berharap ID menjadi bagian dalam
Therefore, I hope that ED will become part of health system reform. The success of this reform is not determined by the work of the government alone, but requires the full support of professional organizations as well as the community. I am sure that with the spirit of collaboration, we will be able to carry out the transformation of the health system and immediately bring benefits to the community towards a healthy and prosperous society. President also expressed his deep condolences to the families of the 136 doctors who died while handling COVID-19. The dedicated work shown by doctors during this pandemic have inspired all citizens to help each other, care for each other, unite to ease the burdens of others, work together to overcome the pandemic, and fight together to recover and rise. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has set the target of making Indonesia the world's largest halal producers by 2024, considering its vast human resource potential, especially Muslims, who constitute 87% of the nation's population. Ma'ruf Amin said at a press conference after a web seminar on Indonesia to the Center for World Halal Producers at the Vice Presidential Palace in Jakarta on Saturday, as reported by Antara. As a country with the largest Muslim population in the world, the vice president continued, "Indonesia is a very decisive market in the world trade in halal products. However, so far, Indonesia has only played a limited role as the halal label provider for products made by other countries." Therefore, the vice president urged all stakeholders in the industrial world to take advantage of the potential of Indonesia's halal market by increasing the export of halal products, particularly from the food and beverage industry. The European Union launched the Climate Diplomacy Week 2020 virtually on Saturday. The event, which was opened by the Ambassador of the European Union to Indonesia, Vincent Piquet, is an annual European Union activity held around the world. In Indonesia, this event took place from October 24 to November 6, 2020. In his remark, the Ambassador of the European Union to Indonesia, Vincent Piquet, explained that various events that will be held in the Climate Diplomacy Week 2020.
Over the next 2 weeks, we will have 34 activities. Most of them will be conducted virtually, and it means that we cannot meet in person as we normally do and like to do, but the advantage is that we can reach out to many, many Indonesian regions, all the way from Aceh province in the northeast to West Papua, and from North Kalimantan to Sumba. We will launch 5 competitions during the Climate Diplomacy Week to bring the general public and particularly young people center stage in the program. Our Climate Diplomacy Week will cover 5 themes. All of them are very important for tackling climate change, both here in Indonesia and across the world. Themes are forest, oceans, responsible production and consumption, the green economy, and urban climate action. We will have all sorts of activities of a different sort during this week. We will have talk shows, dialogues, panel discussions, workshops, movies. We have a fashion show, we will have a concert, quizzes, competitions. We even have a cooking demo. We are going to brew coffee and many more things. So there will be serious things in the Climate Diplomacy Week, and there will also be many fun things. In other words, there is for sure going to be something for everyone.
Ambassador Vincent Piquet added that the aim of this event is to build public awareness about handling climate problems in the world. This event is also expected to be able to raise the spirit of Indonesia's young generation as the nation's successor to continue to preserve the environment through various creativities. The delegation of the International Historical Museum of Prophet Muhammad and Islamic Civilization, Yusuf Kala, and his entourage arrived in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, on October 24th. His visit aimed at following up on the establishment of the Prophet Muhammad Museum in Jakarta. The groundbreaking was done on February 26, 2020. The scientific reputation and the content of the historical values and civilization of the International Museum, which is claimed to be the largest in the world, has been recognized by more than 1,000 scholars and muftis in the world. According to the Deputy Chief of the Museum Foundation, Ali Hassan Bahar, the visit was to finalize the design, pictures, and stages of the museum construction. He said in a press release received by Tempo on Saturday, October 24, that the construction will finish in 18 months. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move on to the international news. Italy reported another daily record for COVID-19 cases on Saturday, as the government planned further restriction to contain the resurgence of the pandemic despite a second night of street protests against curfews ordered this week. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has said he wants to avoid a repeat of the blanket lockdown earlier in the year. But a number of regions have imposed overnight curfews, and the central government is expected to announce more measures soon. Earlier Health Ministry data showed 19,644 new COVID-19 cases and 151 dead as the disease surged in areas like Lombardy, Milan, Campania, and Lazio. According to the draft decree circulated on Saturday, public gyms and swimming pools may be closed and bars and restaurants told to shut from 6 p.m., while people will be encouraged not to travel outside their home districts. Colombia surpassed 1 million infections on Saturday afternoon, becoming the 8th country globally to do so, tallying 1,007,711 confirmed infections and 30,000 deaths. As scientists around the world race to find a coronavirus inoculation, Colombia says it is ready to distribute any vaccine which proves effective. Its preparedness is thanks to decades of work on a free government immunization program which offers 21 vaccines to everyone in the South American nation. The program covers not just Colombia's own population of about 50 million people, but also more than 1.7 million Venezuelan migrants and includes everything from infant shots to human papillomavirus. The country distributes about 23 million doses per year. Colombia has already committed $213 million to the Global COVAX Initiative, guaranteeing COVID-19 vaccination for about 10 million people. The Texas Supreme Court on Saturday temporarily reinstated the governor's ban on multiple drop-off sites for mail ballots in a short-term victory for President Donald Trump. The ban will remain in effect while the state Supreme Court fully reviews a Friday appeals court ruling that overturned the order by Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican like the president, who faces Democrat Joe Biden in a race for the White House on November 3rd. The Texas Third Court of Appeals had unanimously agreed with the lower court that limiting the number of drop boxes would lengthen lines, increase the risk that voters could get infected with COVID-19 and infringe on their rights to vote. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight on Japanese minister visit to Indonesia, strengthen cooperation between the two countries. President Joko Widodo, accompanied by First Lady Iriana Joko Widodo, officially welcomed the visit of Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga and Mrs. Mariko Suga at the Bogor Presidential Palace, West Java, on Tuesday, October 20, 2020. While welcoming the country's guests, President Joko Widodo said that this visit was a symbol of a strong commitment to cooperation between Indonesia and Japan.
Kunjungan ke Indonesia adalah bagian dari rangkaian.
The visit to Indonesia is part of Prime Minister Suga's first series of visits after being appointed Prime Minister last September. It shows the importance of Indonesia and the Southeast Asian region, also reflects a shared commitment to continue to strengthen the strategic partnership between Japan and Indonesia. In the bilateral meeting, President Joko Widodo and Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga discussed a number of matters, including cooperation in managing the pandemic, establishing a travel corridor arrangement TCA for essential business, economic cooperation, and Indonesia-Japan partnership in strengthening multilateral cooperation. During a joint press statement, President Joko Widodo said, "This visit shows the commitment of the two countries to work together."
Di tengah dunia yang diwarnai ketidakpastian,
On the same occasion, Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga said Japan would provide loans to Indonesia to help overcome the COVID-19 pandemic. The loan is a fiscal assistance of 50 billion yen, or the equivalent of nearly 7 trillion rupiah, to increase Indonesia's disaster management capacity. In addition to providing assistance in the form of cash loans, Japan is also encouraging cooperation with health assessment institutions in Indonesia by providing medical goods and equipment. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga also expressed Japan's support for the Asian outlook on Indonesia's Pacific, which was pioneered by Indonesia to be adopted. According to him, Japan has fundamental similarities to the vision of the free and open Indo-Pacific. Japan will cooperate with Indonesia ahead of the related Asian summit, which will be held in November. Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga's visit to Vietnam and Indonesia this week is the first overseas trip since he took office on September 16, 2020. This is also the first visit of a head government to Indonesia during the COVID-19 pandemic. Listener, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Do the following to avoid virus infection when you are traveling. Keep your distance. If you see someone unhealthy, please maintain your distance. The minimum safe distance is 1 meter, but if the person is coughing, then the minimum distance is around 3 meters. Wash your hands with soap, especially if you keep interacting with other people. You can also use alcohol-based sanitizer to kill the germs. Cover your mouth and nose with your elbow or tissue when you are coughing or sneezing. If you are using tissue, throw it away immediately and then wash your hands. Avoid direct contact with living animals and any services that had contacted with animals. Avoid consuming raw or half-cooked meat to avoid cross-contamination. Find medical treatment as soon as possible and then share your prior travel history with the health services if you are experiencing any health problems.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. I'll begin with October 25, 1945, when Allied troops landed in Surabaya. On October 25, 1945, Allied troops landed 6,000 troops from the 49th Division led by Brigadier General Albertine Walter Southern Melby in Surabaya to disarm the Japanese Army. General Melby's troops are parts of the Allied Forces Netherlands East Indies or AFNE. They were sent to Indonesia after completion of World War II to disarm Japanese soldiers and free Japan's prisoners of war. In addition, they were tasked with returning Indonesia back to the Dutch East Indies under Dutch rules and under the Nika administration or the Netherlands Indies Civil Administration. However, they encountered resistance from Indonesian troops because AFNE demanded that they surrender the weapons that have been seized by the Indonesians first from the Japanese. General Melby was killed during the battle. General Melby's death triggered the release of the British ultimatum and the outbreak of the Battle of 10 November 1945, which is remembered in Indonesia as Heroes' Days. On October 25, 1962, Nelson Mandela is sentenced to 5 years in prison. Nelson Mandela was a prominent freedom fighter through his anti-apartheid activities and later became president of South Africa. Mandela vigorously opposed to the apartheid law, which made black people second-class citizens. He joined the African National Congress and with Walter Sisulu and Oliver Tambo led peaceful protests against apartheid. Due to his anti-apartheid activities, he served several sentences. On August 5, 1962, Mandela was arrested and imprisoned in Johannesburg Fort. Then, on October 25, 1962, he was sentenced to 5 years in prison. And on June 12, 1964, he and a group of other activists were sentenced to life imprisonment. In February 1990, Nelson Mandela was released from prison. In 1993, together with President F.W. de Klerk, he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Peace. On October 25, 2010, earthquake in the Mentawai Island kills 415 people. On October 25, 2010, there was an earthquake with a magnitude of 7.7 on the Richter scale off the coast of Sumatra. The United States Geological Survey said the earthquake occurred at 21:42 local time, about 240 kilometers west of Bengkulu, close to the Mentawai Island. It was also reported that the epicenter of the earthquake occurred at the depth of 206 kilometers. According to the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, the earthquake caused a tsunami as high as 3 to 10 meters, and at least 77 villages were destroyed. About 415 people were reported dead, and 296 others were reported missing. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing deception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by Cristiano Crotti in Italy. In his letter, he said thanks for VOI KSL card. Hello Mr. Cristiano Crotti, we are glad to know that VOI KSL card has been received by you. So keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to always send your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia today on Indonesia is getting ready for 2032 Olympic bidding. Chairman of the Indonesian Olympic Committee KOI, Raja Sabta Oktohari, admitted that he is still waiting for a scheduled meeting with the president to finalize the preparation for the 2032 Olympics host bidding. Oktohari, in a press release as reported by Antara, said on Wednesday, KOI has also started compiling material to be discussed together with various ministries before being presented at the bidding later. If a limited meeting was held, he would immediately fly to the headquarters of the International Olympic Committee, IOC, in Lausanne, Switzerland, to discuss further about Indonesia's chances of hosting the 2032 Olympics. Oktohari said he was increasingly optimistic about Indonesia's great chance of winning the 2032 Olympics bidding. Moreover, state-owned enterprises Minister Erick Thohir, on the sidelines of his diplomatic trip to Switzerland last week, visited the IOC headquarters to meet President Thomas Bach. Erick Thohir, who is also a member of the IOC at the meeting with Thomas Bach, talked about the sports situation in the midst of the pandemic, as well as Indonesia's nomination to host the 2032 Olympics. Raja Sabta Oktohari said that the visit of Minister Erick Thohir received a positive response from the IOC. This also indicates that Indonesia is serious about hosting the 2032 Olympics. The chance for Indonesia to win the 2032 Olympics bidding, according to Oktohari, is also greater because of the support from the government and the community, which is the main condition for the bidding. Moreover, Indonesia has previously held the 2018 Asian Games, which means that there is no need to build many new venues for the 4 years Olympic. In accordance with the IOC message about cost efficiency, Indonesia has at least fulfilled these requirements. According to Oktohari, the Gelora Bung Karno area has been used at the 1962 Asian Games and the 2018 Asian Games. If used again at the 2032 Olympics, this is a form of legacy. In a bid to host the 2032 Olympics, Indonesia will compete with several other countries, namely the unification of Korea, Australia, India, China, Germany, and Qatar. That was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai hou zhou yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni. 你的口罩保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Antonio Argolo Silva Neto in Brazil. he sent his reception report on our broadcast. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program. Hello, Mr. Antonio Argolo. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast in detail. Your email has been forwarded to related section. Special for you, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song. Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, my listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will take you on a trip to Bulukumba in South Sulawesi province to enjoy the beauty of the Aparalang Cliffs. Aparalang Cliffs is a marine tourism object located in Ara Village,
Ambon Tobahari District, Ulukumba Regency, South Sulawesi, about 37.5 kilometers from the capital of Bulukumba Regency, or about 5 hours' drive from the city center of Makassar. The wonderful view of Apalarang Cliff can indeed spoil the eyes and calm the minds of visitors. The beautiful coral cliffs with quiet blue sea make anyone who visits this place wants to linger. Besides that, the cleanliness in this area is also well maintained. Visitors will not find trash scattered about. For visitors who want to test their adrenaline, they can try cliffs jumping from a predetermined spot into the sea. The sea water here is quite clear, so visitors can also swim or snorkel. But you have to be careful because the bottom of the water here has a row of sharp rocks. For those who have a hobby of photography, this is a paradise because there are many interesting natural spots that can be used as objects. The Apalarang Cliff Tourist Attraction is open 24 hours and 7 days a week. With discounts of operational time, visitors can freely determine the time of their visit. Apart from having a large parking area, the facilities here are also fairly complete, from the bathroom to the gazebo to relax. There are also several souvenir shops there. So that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. For those of you who are going to visit South Sulawesi, especially Bulukumba, Apalarang Cliffs can be an attractive holiday destination. We'll meet again in the next edition of Indonesian Wonder. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Sampai jumpa.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Now we'll reply an email from another our listener, Reginaldo Anunciasau in Brazil. He was monitoring German program on our broadcast. Hello Mr. Reginaldo, thank you for your reception report and your email has been forwarded to German section. Thank you. As appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song. Listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, for listener. Welcome back to miscellany. Today, I will raise the topic of ISAF 2020 Modest Fashion. To market Indonesian Muslim clothing products internationally, Bank Indonesia, the Indonesian Fashion Chambers IFC, and the Indonesian Halal Lifestyle Center IHLC are synergized to organize a modest fashion show as a series of events for the Indonesia Sharia Economic Festival ISAF. This time, ISAF is the seventh year, which will be held virtually with the theme Sustainable Fashion, Sustainable Lifestyle. Ali Karisma, National Chairman of the Indonesian Fashion Chambers, IFC, said that with the virtual platforms, this modest fashion show can be held more dynamically and interactively. This activity will be broadcast via live streaming. The designers have the opportunity to present their complete collection of design. Modest Fashion ISAF 2020 will be held virtually on October 28 to 31st, 2020. Presenting 12 virtual fashion show sessions, 164 designers or brands, 720 looks, and 180 models. The virtual fashion show will be completed by business matching that brings together designers and buyers. The concept of sustainable fashion is further strengthened in the fashion products displayed at Modest Fashion Itself 2020, namely the use of local raw materials and human resources to drive the local economy, but refers to the inspiration of global trends and concerns for the environment and society. In addition, the collection of clothes that will be displayed must apply the trend forecasting 2021-2022 with the theme New Beginning, namely changes in lifestyle to a phase a new era. To prepare products ready to compete globally, the curation process was carried out by the curatorial team for Modest Fashion ISAF 2020. This team consists of fashion designers. To prepare products ready to compete globally, the curation process was carried out by the curatorial team for Modest Fashion ISAF 2020. This team consists of fashion designers Tarunaka Kusmayadi, Deden Siswanto, and Sophie to choose a designer or brand that fits the international market. Deden Siswanto from the curatorial team said that curation criteria include the Muslim fashion category, applying local inspiration with global taste, good designs and product quality, following global fashion trends, having potential buyers, good sales and business strategies, and of course the use of raw materials and local human resources, as well as having a sustainable element in the production process. Well, listener, that was today's edition of Miss Eleni. I'm Nico Kuslawati. Thank you for listening.
Tinggalkan aku, karena aku tak mampu, tak mampu. tinggalkan aku karena ku tak mampu, tak mampu. Oh, I don't want to. Setiap saat kau di hadapanku, semua terlihat lebih indah. Jangan pernah kau tinggalkan aku karena ku tak mampu, tak mampu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz on www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Listener's Mailbag.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today we will present you with a song by Vidi Aldiano. Vidi Aldiano invited a leading Indonesia actress Prilly Latuconsina to collaborate in rearranged a song entitled Tak Bisa Bersama. The song is taken from the album Persona, released in 2016. The song Tak Bisa Bersama, written by Vidi, based on the true story of a friend, which was quite related to today's love story. In this new version, Vidi collaborates with Barsena Bestandi to make a rearrangement of Tak Bisa Bersama. According to Prilly, this song is not only for the people in relationships with a different faith, but couples with gap age, different races, and long-distance relationships or even unapproved love by their parents can also be connected in this song. Well, listener, here is the song Tak Bisa Bersama by Vidi Aldiano and Prilly Latuconsina.
Lama sudah kau dan ku mencoba tentukan arah, terus menunggu salah satu iman kita menyerah. Haruskah ku terus mencoba salahkan keadaan bila terlanjur mencinta? Meski kita tak sama, tak bisa bersama.
Sampai kapan kita harus tahan dalam kebingungan? Dengar kata di sekitar kita terus mengatakan bahwa tak bisa bersama.
Tak bisa bersama.
Haruskah ku terus mencoba salahkan keadaan bila terlanjur mencinta meski kita tak sama?
Bersama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.